and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vic Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vic Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vic Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vic's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is what I will call sophisticated jazz. This is one way of saying what I'm trying to say. Also, I could call it modernistic jazz or advanced jazz. Basically, music from the 1920s by musicians who were experimenting and trying to come up with something different and new. So that's what I intend to do today. Let's start with a couple of numbers by Miff Malls and his Little Maulers. First, from August 30th, 1927, Imagination, composed by Fud Livingston. And the Little Maulers here are Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mall on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet or tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. I will continue that with The New Twister, recorded on September 1st, 1927, and the composition of the band is exactly the same. So let's listen to some modernistic jazz from Miff Mall and his Little Maulers in 1927.
Thank you.
That was very, very nice stuff. I thought the solo by Miff Maul and by the solos by Miff Maul, Fat Livingston, the great Adrian Rollini were all outstanding. Okay, now I would like to turn to a couple of recordings by Hal Kemp and his orchestra. First, let me tell you a little bit about Hal Kemp. He was born in Marion, Alabama, on March 27, 1905. He began playing piano, originally by taught by his sister. During early teens, played in a movie theater in Marion, then moved with his family to Charlotte, North Carolina. Played clarinet, led his own band while at Alexander Graham High School. The band was called the Merry Makers. He took up alto sax and studied at the University of North Carolina, joined the Carolina Club Orchestra composed of students from the university. He traveled with his band to London during the summer of 1924 for residency at the Piccadilly Hotel. He returned to the university and in 1925 led another band, Hal Kemp and the Boys from the Hill. Eventually he went back to school and graduated in 1926. Following year, he launched his professional career and appeared at New York Strand Roof in January of 1927. He toured several states, had a long residency in Miami before visiting Europe again, this time in May 1930, where he stayed until August. During these early years, Hal Kemp's band made many recordings under the name of the Carolina Club Orchestra. Throughout the 1930s, Kemp continued to lead his own commercially successful big band. It was a very nice dance band, in fact, until his death. He died of pneumonia after being very seriously injured in a car crash on his way to San Francisco to appear at the Mark Hopkins Hotel. The two numbers by Hal Kemp and his orchestra that I want to play are Peg Leg Stomp and Blue Rhythm, both recorded on April 20th, 1926, with Hal Kemp on clarinet or alto sax and directing, Dick McKee on trumpet, Ben Williams on clarinet, alto sax, or baritone sax, Horace Sexy Dowell on clarinet or tenor sax, John Scott Trotter on piano. He became associated with Bing Crosby in the 30s. Harry Pond on banjo, and Robert Skinny Ennis on drums. So let's listen then to some advanced jazz, or modernistic jazz if you like, from Hal Kemp and his orchestra in 1926. Thank you.
Thank you. I forgot to mention that Peg Leg Stomp was composed by Elmer Schauble, and Blue Rhythm was composed by Hal Kemp. Okay, now I would like to turn to the feature of the week before continuing with a program on sophisticated or advanced jazz. For the feature of the week, I have chosen a recording by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. And the selection I want to play is I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland, recorded on January 10, 1920 in London. And the band here consists of Nick LaRocca on cornet, Emil Christian on trombone, Larry Shields on clarinet, Billy Jones on piano, and Tony Sbarbaro, or Sbarbaro, on drums. And those of you who are familiar with the 1917-1918 recordings of the ODJB for Victor, you will be surprised as to how different they sound here as compared to those earlier recordings. So here is then the record of the week, the original Dixieland Jazz playing I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland in London in 1920.
Thank you.
That was really nice, wasn't it? You can understand now by listening to a recording as nice as that why Big Spiderbeck had such admiration for Nick LaRocca and the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Well, now I'd like to turn to a couple of piano compositions, again in the advanced mode. First, I'm going to play a piano solo by Rube Bloom, Soliloquy, that's his own composition, and that was recorded on March 31st, 1926. And I will follow that with In a Mist, a piano solo by Spiderbeck, the only composition of his own that he recorded himself, and that for a long time was supposed to be from September 9, 1927, but my recollection from the mosaic set on Bix, Tram and Tea Garden is that in fact In a Mist was recorded on September 8, 1927. So here are then two solo piano solos of advanced compositions, first Rube Bloom in 1926, then Big Spiderbeck in 1927. Thank you. It's good to hear In a Mist played by Dick Spiderbeck himself. Okay. Now I would like to continue with the orchestral arrangements of sophisticated jazz or advanced jazz. And I'm going to turn to Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band. Two recordings, one from January 15, 1928, a composition by Adrian Rollini, Dixie. And the composition of the band is Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on alto sax or clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Fred Elizalde on piano, Len Phillips on guitar, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. And I will follow that with a composition by Fred Elizalde entitled Sugar Step, recorded on March 11, 1928. The band is the same as the one for the recording of Dixie. So let's listen then to some sophisticated jazz from Fred Elizalde in 1928. Thank you. was great stuff. I can't have enough Rollini, so for the next two recordings, again, I'm going to have Rollini playing there. And this is in continuation of this program on sophisticated advanced jazz. I'm going to play a couple of recordings from July 8, 1927 by the Little Ramblers. First, played Red, and then Swamp Blues. And the Little Ramblers are, according to the liners written by Hans for this very lovely CD, number 1037 from Timeless. It's the Little Ramblers, 1924-1927. And the composition is then Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and Gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums. There's another reed player there. Hans believes it's Jimmy Dorsey. Brian Ross gives Sam Ruby. Well, let's listen then to some more sophisticated jazz, this time from the Little Ramblers in 1927.
Thank you.
love this kind of sophisticated, advanced, adventurous chamber jazz, whatever you want to call it. Very nice stuff. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you understand, this is